That's right. I mean, I had been thinking about what I would be doing in retirement and looking forward to another challenge. So, you know, I'd obviously been thinking about that. I wasn't ready to hang up my boots. But, and I got this call, which was obviously not expected.
Now, the commentators that we've spoken to have been quite complimentary, saying we have a professor in the room, somebody who understands the processes of law, etc., etc. And, of course, you do have something of a record at a provincial level of policing as well. Do you feel that you are well-equipped or are you confident that you can now meet what is definitely going to be a challenge?
You know, I've never asked myself a question, that kind of question, when I'm asked to step up. I've been involved in kind of struggle politics for most of my life. I have very strong political convictions and if you like, principles, which I get from many places, but we won't necessarily go into that. It was natural for me when the transition took place to be prepared to serve, which is also always how I've seen my role in government. Nothing has changed, and each time that I've been asked to given a new responsibility, I've tried to embrace that responsibility with all my determination and conviction.
Yeah, of that we have no doubt. Do you think that one of the challenges facing you right now is there is a public perception, and this has been reflected in the media, the fact that the Minister of the Police in the past has been seen to be, quote-unquote, interfering a lot with a police commissioner? What I'm driving towards is that surely SAP should be an independent entity like the judiciary system. The judiciary system has to be independent of government, as is SAPs. Do you think one of your challenges is going to be drawing lines in the sand, as it were?
You know, whenever you have a democratic system, that is to say, a system in which political principles are elected by the people in an electoral process that's contested, at the same time you have a bureaucratic arm, an administrative arm, there is always a question about the nature of the relationship between those who are elected and those who may be employed in the public service based on their competence, their expertise, and so forth. That question arises, I think, in every democracy. From my experience, it's very important for ministers and the most senior officials, particularly DGs, for instance. In this case, you're talking about the senior management of the police, to understand their respective roles. Now, a minister needs to be able to, because the minister is accountable to Parliament and to the people, to exercise political authority in any portfolio.
Right.
On the other hand, the officials, based on their employment and their position in the administrative arm, which is based, as I say, in theory at least, it's supposed to be based on their expertise and their experience, their qualifications, also have to exercise their responsibilities. So, for instance, it is never correct for the senior officials to implement any unlawful instruction from their ministers. But on the other hand, to implement the government's policy directives. Now, if you take the situation I'm going to be in, the previous minister was in, and so forth, the public expects results from policing. The public expects safety and security, which in some ways is always an electoral issue. So it would be proper for me to go in, identify what the priorities should be, given public expectations, for instance, about the fight against corruption. I think another public priority is certainly to be in many areas, the fight against drug cartels. Whatever the challenge is for the minister to identify those priorities, but obviously in conversation with the implementing arm, the administrative arm of the state. So ministers shouldn't be unduly intrusive in their role. They've got to respect the role given them. So it's important to understand the complexity in the relationship. I've always, so far, I think, had, in my experience, been able to build an appropriate relationship with the bureaucracy in the case of a department. When I was in Gauteng, I had a very, I think, on the whole, constructive relationship with the provincial commissioner and his team.
Now, looking at the situation that you have to deal with, well, one of your priorities as well, and you've outlined in very understandable detail, you know, where you're going to, would you say that also one of your challenges would be to boost the morale of SAPS, because they get a lot of bad press, and as media and other people who deal with them need to understand that there's some very good policemen on the beat, there's some good generals, good commissioners, good detectives, that one has to boost the morale of the rank and file who are trying to do a decent job every single day?
You know, Shafiq, there's no question about that. I mean, and again, I say this from conviction and experience. Police, you know, it's a large national organization. There are literally thousands of police officers at all levels who are very committed to their professional ethos, who are trying to do a difficult job. One responsibility of the minister is to support the police in their endeavors to fight crime and to improve safety. But on the other hand, ministers are also in the position where they have to be responsive to public opinion, public sentiment. And so to convey those sentiments and those expectations to police officers, that's how our system works. You can take any portfolio, there is always that tension. Ministers, I think, should be very careful not to join the sort of the often the kind of public social media discourse, which can be very one-sided, very extreme, and so forth. So I will certainly want to build a relationship of trust with the police, particularly their senior leadership. But I will not hesitate to point out what's expected from them and where I am critical, the way I think that, for instance, that progress may be inadequate. So it is always a complex and delicate relationship, and a lot depends on the understanding of both sides of the equation. But I will definitely not be surrendering, if you like, to a kind of populist impulse to court popularity. I will not do that. I will defend the police where I think it's appropriate. And I will not indulge, in unjustified criticism against the police. And I hope that they are able to carry out those responsibilities in an effective way. Yeah.
Absolutely. Professor Feroz Kachalia, we have to leave it there. A new acting minister of police. We can only wish you the very best in going forward, and we know that you are up to the challenge. But thank you so much for joining us on Newsbeat.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.